Of course, ama parties lawa ama major parties, they are on hope. Ukuthi elinye lizawina, le opportunity lizawina, le ruling line, ifithi iyawina. But then when it comes to ukuzeki le administer ama elections, fell short on administering ama elections lawa ukuthi ephume in a fair way. Of course, we can say asilashiwo ukuthi yena uthi administer ingaba for sure ila mazi 11 zakhona ukuthi uwinile yini. There was lack of transparency in the build up to elections. That is the ballot paper printing. That is inclusiveness. Yama political party na sinje de MPs vele. We were never included in the process of ukuthi sibe kwazi lokuthi ama ballot lawa printwa ngapi. Lokuthi khona siwabone vele inetha yawo, i-texture yawo lani, all those things. Azange sinikezwe such as that. So they failed on administering ama elections. Basi sibona ukuthi khathesi kunama controversy and there is a lot of confusion within our political parties, and which have actually escalated ukuthi kunama threats ezizana sithrethena nabantu. On the other hand, is it kona anyone wants to subvert government or electoral, but kuwukuthi khathesi kukhangele ukuthi isifo idliwe. I'm not sure because it's not transparent as to what transpired endaweni ezingama constituents ona nawo apho ngo-announcer within a short period lokuthi kwahamba njani, lokuthi bathabhileta njani ama-results. We are not sure ukuthi kuhambe njani. Of course yona i-CC ili nawo ama-shortfalls ayo, njengondaba yokuthi kona it was no structures phansi kuhle kuhle, plus it's a new party. Of course that could have contributed ukuthi ezinye izinto bengazibona ukuthi ziphukume njani. Akusinikezi thina ez EMP ukuthi i-process yama-elections lawa ayenzwa ngendlela enhle elungileyo, which you can nathi sifile ukuthi this government has got i-legitimacy over ukuthi ihlale isigavene as a people of Zimbabwe.
Lithi ngabe kwenziwani kathesi ukuqhutshekelwa phambili?
Thina njenge-EMP would be so happy njengoba i-SADC i-declared ukuthi the process was flawed. Would also be happy i-SADC ibuya ne-recommendation which is a recommendation ekwanisa ukuba practical ukwenzakala. Kumbe i-process engaba some sort of a dialogue, would be happy ukuthi kube ne-dialogue within the players as ama-elections ayenzile kathesi. Bithi lithina aba-EMP, bithi i-CC, bithi ZANU-PF, any organization which took part within these elections, they were included in that round table. So it made a way forward, because at the end of the day, my elections now are in Zela to promote democracy to Zimbabwe as a whole, as a people. Aga in Zela, only political parties, but in Zela, even the mass citizens at large.
Kuyini yini kathesi okuqoqwa libandla lakho? Njalo umkhokheli wenu umnumzana Love More Moyo kungani engancintisana?
Into eyenza ukuthi umkhokheli wethu engancintisa, we could not participate because of lack of resources, such as the $20,000 to participate as a president ukuthi ukhontesta. So on its own kholoko automatically disqualified us. Then thina as EMP is getting the way forward, thina a united front as opposition, not ukuthi kube le issue yokuthi kule only one political party which can take iZANU-PF. So we are open ukuthi sizame ukuthi amanye ama-political parties ama-opposition ukuthi kufuze sonke sihlangane sikhulume with one voice, silungise lapho esilekha khona indaba ezinjengeze-inclusivity ezihluphayo. Ukuthi you'll find i-special parties which come from Mazambeleland, they've been suffering ngendaba yokuthi baphonge ufuna inkludwa nxa kuyisikhathi ese-dirty work. But nxa sesikhuluma ngendaba eze-decision making ukuthi zihlale ukuthi abantu bake-decisive in deciding for their future, abantu laba banikeze izihlala ngendlela enhle. So thina as EMP will be open for dialogue, which want to for dialogue with any political party efuna ukuthi isebenze lathi on equal basis, kungena kuthiwa kule big man there is a smaller man. No, everyone who must work as Zimbabweans from equal basis, then si-engage siwelelana ukuthi how best can we take you to an to party this system as an EPF.